You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Third and final hour, here it is. What a great show tonight. I think that TPC reinforces every week what makes this particular broadcast, this particular network, so special. Great to have you with us tonight, folks. You are our family. You know, we were reading some of those letters that came in the mail this week from listeners in Washington State and Arizona, all across the country, around the world. You're tuned in tonight, and we love you dearly. We're talking in that last little bit of the second hour with Bill Johnson about the firing of Morris Deese, about the Southern Poverty Law Center. If you didn't know, the SPLC is dirty. I mean, very dirty. Forget the nonsensical hate list, the hate watch list, or the hate group list, which we have headlined for so many years, which I think is increasingly seen, as it should be, as absurd, even by some establishment outlets. But I can tell you stories about the SPLC, personal stories, that just gives you a glimpse into the depths of dishonesty of this organization. I can remember very vividly when they were working on our very main profile on their big expose on the political cesspool back in 05-06. And they had this girl posing as a college student who was, you know, very flirtatious, asking me, you know, my favorite book. She was a big fan of the show. Oh, she wanted to know this and that, and she just couldn't get enough. And, you know, I didn't answer her any differently than I would anybody else, public, private, or friend or foe or acquaintance or, you know, wife or anything. I mean, I answered her honestly. I didn't give her anything she could use. But, you know, it eventually came out that she was the one working on this article, and she was trying to entrap me by currying favor with me, or trying to curry favor
with me. She's trying to entrap you with sex. Let's just be perfectly raw and honest about this. That's what they do.
But there was that one incident, and then there was this other, I believe her name was Janet Brown, who wrote this crazy email to me. I've got all of this. There was another article that they posted. I mean, they've written so many articles about our work over the years. One article in particular, I won't even mention what it was about, but they took down very, very quickly. But I've got it all saved. I mean, but I'm just saying, this organization will lie, they will cheat, whatever it takes. They're an evil organization. That much we all know, but I'm just telling you, I've got personal experience with them that goes beyond what we all know about their morals or lack thereof. But anyway, very quickly, Keith,
let me make one comment on what you said. The SPLC is, to use a Southernism, they would climb on the roof to tell a lie rather than stay on the ground and tell the truth.
As I once heard, a lie can travel around the world before the truth can put its boots on.
That's it, and that's what they do. And again, harking back to what Bill Johnson and I were talking about regarding Jewish influence versus just liberal influence, you know that the SPLC is a Jewish-driven organization because they have found a way to make enormous amounts of money with their activism. That is a talent that they seem to be uniquely hold, I think, among all the peoples of the earth. And furthermore, well, the point that Bill was making, that, you know, most of the people, that there are other people that are not Jews that are involved in either the SPLC or this college admission scandal. Again, if you look, like I say all the time, that if you are in any movement, any left-wing movement, the foot soldiers might be black, brown, white, homosexual, they might be transgendered or whatever, but the generals are all Jewish. The generals were Jewish in the college admission scandal. The generals are Jewish with the SPLC.
And the Bolshevik Revolution, if we could.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And what happens is this. The point I was making is it doesn't matter how much you think like the tribe on this. If you are just as liberal and have the exact same ideas, when it gets time to thin the herd, the Gentiles will always be first.
Yeah, but you know what I call that, Keith? Healthy and natural. They prefer their own. Shouldn't we all? Shouldn't we all? I don't have a problem with that. Now,
them pretending that that's not the way it is when that is the way it is.
Well, we all know it's the way it is. What I have a problem with is they're insisting as though we don't have the same right to the self-determination and preference as they do. Now, but I will tell you this. For all these liberals who have cashed in on minority discontent, it is beginning to turn even on them if they are white. So we saw it here in the Morris Deeds case. Here's another example that this whole thing that they've been shaking down, cashing in, getting positions of power by standing and fighting for that which is fashionable and trendy and in vogue at the time, it's beginning to turn on even some heavyweights. So Morris Deeds is one example. Another is Chelsea Clinton. So Chelsea Clinton, I mean, we all know about the Clinton family. What more do you don't need me to tell you anything about them that you don't already know. But Chelsea Clinton sang in unison with the ruling elite just a few days ago when they all denounced, once again, with one voice, the anti-Semitism, the quote-unquote anti-Semitism of Representative Ilhan Omar. Now, she is the Muslim woman who represents Minnesota.
Somali refugee.
I don't even think she's a citizen, but she's a congressman?
She is a citizen now.
Okay, but so she asked a very – I actually agree with her. It was a very good question. She asked a question about how much influence AIPAC has, and so they all accused her of being an anti-Semite for daring to raise that question, Chelsea Clinton among them. Well, when the situation occurred in New Zealand a couple of days ago, there was Chelsea Clinton – at, I believe it was New York University, NYU. She was there to stand in solidarity with the Muslims. Of course, she's going to stand with anybody who stands against whites. And so she was there with them, standing in solidarity with the victims at the mosque. But here's where the plot thickened, Keith. She was met basically by a mob. Muslim students came out in mask and blamed, get this, Chelsea Clinton for inspiring the murderer in New Zealand. They said because of her charges of anti-Semitism that she levied against Ilhan Omar, that she inspired the shooter in New Zealand. So the point is, there will never be harmony in diverse societies. Even people like Chelsea Clinton, who have betrayed their birthright in order to curry favor with the horde, when time comes when push comes to shove, here they are now even accusing Chelsea Clinton of being the one who inspired the shooter because she accused Ilhan Omar of anti-Semitism. There's just never going to be harmony and peace in diverse societies, and if Chelsea Clinton can't find it, I guarantee you no right-thinking person will.
Well, there can't be any harmony in the Democratic Party. Be careful what you wish for. Your dream may come true. The dream of the Democratic Party was to make all white people redundant and unnecessary in their coalition. They'll be able to rule without them. Well, now they have their wish. I think they have basically now made the last white group in the Democratic coalition, the white union workers of the Northeast and the Midwest and whatnot, they are no longer a voice to be reckoned with in the Democratic Party. They've all been replaced by this coalition of the other, or the coalition of the ascendant, as they call it. Well, the coalition of the ascendant has groups that dislike each other intensely. You have black people that do not like homosexuals. You have Muslims that do not like Jews. And as a result of that, there's nothing but conflict there. And, you know, Chelsea Clinton and people like that are going to be what we talked about with racism. The only thing you can say is, if you're white, is I'm sorry. You can't show any solidarity. You can't speak with authority on any of these issues.
But you can have courage, and we'll remind you the importance of courage when we come back.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, Keith was reminding me about some of the letters we got in the mail since our last broadcast, and there were two. We've already read a few tonight, but there were a couple of others that really just meant so much to me. This one right here comes from Fort Smith, Arkansas. And it reads, Dear James, and they sent in a contribution, which of course we need. We're a listener-supported show. We're like PBS, except we tell you the truth. We certainly don't have commercial sponsors. Dear James, wish I could send you more, but times have been rather tough. Wish to congratulate you on all your accomplishments against the odds. Can't believe these 15 years have passed by so quickly. Where does it go? That's a good question. Keep up the great, courageous work and our love and best wishes to you, your wife, and your children. You know, folks, we are a family here. We are a family, and our heart brims. It really overflows with affection and pride and love for you and our listening audience. I mean, Keith, these comments, these letters, these emails that we receive, well, it means everything. We got a postcard in the mail here. Listen to this. This goes to show reciprocally how much our audience cares about us. You remember a couple of weeks ago, Keith, I was feeling a little under the weather. I had to tap out about halfway through the third hour, and you finished it up with Jack Ryan. This one comes from a listener in England. He writes, Hi, James. Hope you're feeling better. We need you more than ever. And that comes from a listener all the way over in England who tunes in every week. I also heard from Joe McCutcheon this week. Joe McCutcheon.
One of our first big guests.
I mean, he was one of the founding fathers of the Minutemen Project back in 05, along with Chris Simcox and Michael Gaddy and Jim Gilchrist. Joe McCutcheon and Michael Gaddy were calling in every month of the original Minutemen Project. They called in. We were weekly then. We were nightly instead of weekly then. They called in every night with a report live from the border. We were the first AM radio show to cover the Minuteman Project. Joe McCutcheon sending his congratulations on 15 years this week, him and his wife. Keith, very quickly, because I got to read this, but what does that mean to you to receive and read that outpouring of affection that comes in every week from our audience?
It's really a miracle. We've got this
and
small
and you've heard,
radio station.
You've heard from, I don't want to interrupt you, Keith, but you've heard from the different, just tonight, the different locations from which our listeners are writing.
Yeah, people are just you know, hovering around their radios to get the truth. You know, it's almost like those old commercials they used to have about Radio Free Europe, where they're listening over this crackling radio, and suddenly a jackbooted thug comes through the door and drops an axe on their radio. It almost reminds me of that. We've got people throughout the world, not just the Western world, but the entire world, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Scandinavia, you know, everywhere. We've got these people. We've got them in Canada, Northwoods. We've got them in Siberia. My gosh, it's incredible the type of people that we've reached with this radio program.
And on what budget? And with what resources?
I mean, we don't know oftentimes, particularly early on, from month to month, whether we're going to be able to continue, but the Lord provides. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and this is what is happened to us. This whole thing, basically, we just went into it not to make money, not to be celebrities, but to get the truth out, and I think that purity of impulse and spirit is what has allowed us to be a success, why God has smiled upon this enterprise.
You tell the truth in love against all odds, and you know, doing it for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons, not to have money, not to have celebrity. Not that those things are bad, and I wouldn't mind if we had those things, but we do it with pure hearts, and that gets me to what I wanted to say here this segment. The courage of men, as you know, is failing throughout the Western world. And nation after nation, our men refuse to stand proud and to tell the truth. They refuse to fight for what they know is right and passively step aside while leaving their families defenseless. Now, that's what most men do, but that's not what we do here on the political cesspool. For a decade and a half, 15 years, we have endured every threat, every smear, every attack with a defiant resolve that has inspired countless people who are in need, desperate need of a strong and reassuring voice. We provide them with that strength. Courage is contagious, but so is cowardice. So, therefore, we are committed to being bold in the face of those who wish to silence and destroy our people. Fortune favors the bold, but we can't do it alone. And so we ask, will you stand with us? We ask you earnestly, ladies and gentlemen, because, as again, this is a listener-supported show. Our quarterly fundraising drives make the difference. As you said, Keith, we do, for 15 years, month to month, we don't know how much longer we're going to be here. But the Lord has provided through our audience. Sam just said he downloaded a 1971 Radio Free Europe commercial. TPC's first, here's the point. TPC's first quarter fundraising drive has reached its halfway point. We are halfway through it. I implore you, ladies and gentlemen, to stand with an organization right here that you're listening to right now that has never retreated, never surrendered, and never apologized. We inspire listener and leader alike. If you appreciate what we do, will you give us a contribution tonight? Our work on the radio has never been more critical. I have never been afraid to speak my mind. We will never be afraid to lead. But your contributions make all the difference. You alone help decide how the rest of our story will be written, how this all plays out. Please donate today, tonight, to help our good work continue. And, of course, as always, Keith, as we've done for 15 years every quarter when we do these fundraising drives, we don't fundraise incessantly. We don't fundraise week to week, around the clock, every month. We do it as little as we can get away with, and that's quarterly. We always give a little bit back to our audience. If you donate $100 or more before the end of the month, but, you know, if you want to go ahead and make it tonight and take some of the suspense away, you can. You're going to receive a surprise gift from our friends at Dixie Republic and a copy of Pat Buchanan's book. You know, Pat's been on this show many times. I got my start working for Pat. Day of Reckoning. You're going to get both of those things. We're giving away the store this month. Gift from Dixie Republic. Just in advance of Confederate History Month, our Confederate History Month series, by the way, will begin in just a couple of weeks when April rolls around. $100 or more gift from Dixie Republic and Pat's book, Day of Reckoning. $200 or more, the gift, the Southern-themed gift from Dixie Republic, Pat's book, and the latest edition, the spring 2019 issue of the Occidental Accord, Quarterly, edited by Kevin McDonald. Donate tonight, whatever you can do, $25, $50, $100, $200, even more. We would appreciate it. We need it. Keith?
Yep. Money makes the mayor go, is an old country saying. Well, that's what we got to have it. We've got bills we've got to pay just to stay on the air. But let me tell you, it is a labor of love. We're doing this because we see a need, a need that's not being met, a need for a radio program that is an advocate for white people, that is pro-Southern, pro-Christian, pro-family, and is not afraid to tackle the tough issues and to talk with candor and intelligence and insight on them.
Well, Keith, you just mentioned something that we've mentioned over the years many times, but there is something very special about this show in that we are equal parts pro-Southern, pro-Christian, pro-white, and even other even some of the other our other peers, our other contemporaries in this movement to defend and protect and advance Western civilization. They don't really include some of those ingredients. Maybe they're pro-Southern. Maybe they're pro-white. Maybe they're pro-Christian. But they're not all three, really. Maybe there's another organization or two that have done that, but we're very unique in that. You know, there's a lot of fads too. There's a lot of people that come in and they do good work for a while, and it's a fast burn, and things are trendy. But we have had staying power, obviously, for 15 years. That's pretty long, with all the opposition we've had to face. But we really just we truly believe as Christians that the duty is ours, and the results are God's. But we are all of these things. We're all of these things in equal parts. And anyway, folks, if that's something that resonates with you, please help us. Send in a check, thepoliticalcesspool.org, contribute, and we'll be here for hopefully 10 years more. Keith, you got 50 more years in you?
I think so. I'm Lord willing.
We'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing O Solo Mio. O Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a balance of nature. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investigators are looking at the similarities between the Ethiopian Airlines and Lion Air crashes and the equipment in the cockpit. Reporter Oren Lieberman explains.
That piece, according to the New York Times, is a jackscrew, and it sets the position of the stabilizer on an aircraft. It was found in a position at the crash site that would have had the stabilizer put the plane in a nose-down position. That would force an airplane to go very fast and force an airplane to dive, which, right after takeoff, is very unusual and very dangerous.
Climate change was the subject of protests for kids around the world on Friday. They walked out and demanded lawmakers take a stand on the issue. Emma Kohler is in Alameda, California.
There's so many educated, brilliant people in the world, and they know about the crisis. We have largely discovered the science, but we aren't actually doing enough about it. We're just sitting here kind of waiting for someone else to fix the problem.
In Washington, protesters spoke in front of a large banner which read, "We don't want to die." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, I think, Keith, that may have been one of the Beatles songs after they lost their way and began experimenting. But now that early Beatles stuff in the mid-60s, early 60s, that was some pure pop for perfection. But we'll let Jack Ryan himself tell you why that's the song of the week, and along with his other recommendations and themes. Jack, to you.
Well, I just wanted to present that song because I think it's a positive song. Things are getting better. I know that this pop group is, I don't know, it's kind of an obscure group, kind of one of these one-hit wonders that no one ever remembered. Was it or something like that? No, they're very
yeah.
But it is getting better, and I just wanted to listen to our audience, not to get bogged out on negativity, because there is obviously a lot of negativity, but lots of things in our world, our country, are getting better, and so that's why I wanted to play a song. Things are getting better, and I can go on and on about other things that are getting much, much, much better. So I wanted to present that song because it's a positive song to try to say that some things are getting better and lots of things are getting better.
Well, but Jack, before you give your book and movie recommendations, let's just plow the field here. I'll tell the audience that originally we had a different segment in mind for your time this evening. Now, we won't tell them exactly what that was. We'll save it for next week. But it was a little more comedic. It was a little more frivolous. Not necessarily frivolous, but it was a little more, just fun and a little more comedy.
Fine.
And in light of the, and we'll save that for next week, so it's still going to come. You're not going to miss it. But we didn't want to do it tonight. I thought Jack made a good call. He said, in light of the situation in New Zealand, that he didn't think that coming in and shucking and jiving and laughing and hooping it up would be appropriate. I agree. So we'll save that for next week. But, Jack, I'll tell you, what the media's coverage of this, we talked about it in the first hour, the media's coverage of this has just been diabolical. I think just to reset it all, you know, the fact that a white man who did tell the truth on some issues, that doesn't give him the right to commit murder, of course, but just because he committed murder, as heinous as that is, and he'll pay a price, and it's a price that he should pay, doesn't mean that some of the things he was alleged to have believed are wrong. But the media is lumping in every white person who has these beliefs as being culpable in the murders here, when, in fact, Muslims who commit so many more murders of this acts of terror akin to this, not only are they not all involved, they say, well, we can't forget, it's not all Muslims. They're not saying it's not all white people who believe that we should have borders and security and things like that. No, they're not saying that at all. They're saying it is all white people. And when Muslims do it, they rush to the defense of the Muslim terrorists. They say, well, it's not all Muslims. So dive in on that, Jack, any which way you please. Your thoughts on the Christchurch incident, and we'll rehash it a little bit more.
Well, I looked at it. I haven't gone into it, but I think it really did happen. And so these people say everything's a false flag and there's something like that. No, I think that this really did happen. We've had 20 or 30 just terrible Islamic murder, suicide, assaults in all our countries, the United States, 9/11. I went to graduate school a block and a half from the World Trade Center in the late 80s when the early 90s when the Islamist bombed us the first time. I have 20 or 30 of these Islamic suicide terrorist assault ones. And so then some guy, once in a while, said, hey, let's do the same thing. Okay, so, I don't think that's an effective tactic to do. So I just don't think that we should do that. But the media's going to do what they're going to do. So it's a sad sign tonight. So I think that our people, that's not something positive. We want to do positive things. And, yeah, we want to fight. We want to fight for our people honorably. But just slaughtering people in a mosque or shooting up a Jewish retirement home or something, that's not positive. That doesn't help our people. That's not something good to do. So tonight I'm trying to say, I think this did happen. And that's not us. That's not the listeners of Political Cesspool. We don't do those kinds of things. We're not negative. We don't
slaughter
innocent people. Yeah, we don't do those kind of things. So, but we're not going to be smashed by the media and saying, oh, we're inspiring these people. Everyone listens to the Political Cesspool. He wants to go out and kill Muslims and old Jewish people and kill little puppies and stuff like that. No, we're not doing that kind of stuff. So we don't accept that. That's not us. We don't associate from that. So, we're going to move on. But it's a negative thing. It's a negative thing that happened. We want our listeners to be positive, do positive life, live a positive life, eat good food, watch good movies, good music, and things like that. And that's what we're about. We're a positive people. And the media's going to do whatever they're going to do. They're going to slander us and desecrate our graves and stuff like that. So, it is what it is. That's what it is.
Jack, this is Keith. It reminds me of Mark Anthony's speech at Julius Caesar's funeral. He said that the good that men do is interred with their bones. The evil they do lives forever. That's talking about white people now. Whenever there is some non-white shooter or some non-white terrorist incident, the media always goes to great lengths to tell us that, this is not all Muslims, this is not all Jewish people or whatever,
sure.
That Islam is a religion of peace and all this. Yes. Everybody gets that treatment except white Gentiles.
Right.
And when one white Gentile does something, and it's usually a very rare thing, it's like Halley's Comet.
Very rare.
Something like this flies by every 75 years. But they just jump on it like a bulldog on a bloody bone.
Absolutely.
And they are sure that they're going to ascribe group guilt to all white conservatives.
Absolutely.
And they are the ones that think like this. And see, we don't need to ignore that. We need to come out and call them, name them, and shame them, the people that do this to us, and reserve this special treatment for us and us alone.
No, they do that. And then when we don't do it, things like the assassination of John F. Kennedy, it was in Dallas, Texas. And then the assassin, Walter Cronkite, liberals, they said these racist conservatives hate killed John Kennedy. And it turned out it was this left-wing liberal pro-Castro Cuban guy that killed Kennedy. And, back then in the 60s, you start to remember now, but the Kennedys were anti-communists then. And so this leftist communist guy killed him, but these liberal leftist media said, well, it was a climate of hate. And so
they said it was a Klansman. They were absolutely certain it was a Klansman at the time. I remember. I lived through it.
Yeah, no.
And instead, it turned out to be a leftist who had defected to Russia, had renounced his American citizenship and defected to Russia.
Absolutely was. So they have these things like they say that we've got this diabolical ability to control the climate. So like the idea like global warming, they don't say global warming anymore because it was 20 degrees below zero in Chicago. They have it. So they just say climate change. These mean conservatives, they've changed the climate. So anything bad, whether it's a flood, whether it's a drought, whether it's a cold spell or whether it's hot, it's all our fault because we control the climate. We've done that stuff. So like this, but I don't want to apologize for the terrible slaughter in New Zealand. It was something bad. And so in your life, if you're around some people that are just, they're burning out on negativity. And so people are like negative and they get into this suicide, homicide thing. That's not us. We don't want to do that. What they did was something horrible and it's not positive. It's something that you don't want to do. So if you're around negative people, they're stockpiling guns. They're saying, oh, it's the end of the world or something. You want to disassociate yourself from this. Eat good foods, watch good movies, listen to good music. There's lots of good things going on in our country, in the world. And that's what we're about. We're positive people. So that's kind of my subject tonight is something positive, not this negative stuff. And the New Zealand thing was terrible. It was horrible. It's terrible.
Well, there's not really any more a right-thinking man can say about that. What I see the media doing is absolutely evil. To rush to the defense of Muslims who commit these, there was a bombing of a Christian church in the Philippines by a Muslim terrorist. It didn't even receive, I don't think, any coverage outside of Indonesia.
No, there's no coverage.
Receive this kind of coverage.
Slaughters in Philippines.
Well, it happens all the time. I mean, you know, the knife bombings, the bombings of arenas, you know, driving trucks through crowds, raping women in Germany on New Year's Eve. I mean, but never are Muslims at large called to the carpet for that.
Right.
They're always defended. And so if they bomb people, they're defended. If they're attacked, they're defended.
Sure.
It's absolutely incredible how evil the media is, how lying the media is. But one white guy who, yes, said some things, apparently, allegedly, that right-thinking people would agree with, but we're all supposed to be responsible for murder? No, not at all.
We're all on the verge of doing what he did.
No, and that's not true at all, and they know it's not true, and that's why I wouldn't like to be them on Judgment Day. We'll be back with Jack Ryan right after this.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I wish we could stay a little bit longer. 3 hours. My goodness, Keith, I tell you, it's the fastest 3 hours of my week. Every single week we're here together with our audience. Great guests, great conversation, great topics.
You notice we never run out of things to say. There's just so much to talk about and comment about that, you know, it's not a matter of trying to search for stuff. It's a matter of trying to prioritize and just
deal
with the most important.
That's right. Well, it's normally overflowing if the well ever begins to run low, but between now and next Saturday, it'll be overflowing again. This degenerate world never leaves the plot of a cesspool
dry. Not the well, but the cesspool.
Well, there's a couple other things I want to talk to Jack about this segment, but Jack, as quickly as you'd like, give us your book and movie recommendations for the week, because you are, after all, the cultural correspondent.
Sure, very happy. I'm going to repeat, and this is something that a request that I want to have is that I'm allowed to repeat some of my book and movie recommendations. So the book recommendation is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and it's an interesting book. It's one that influenced a lot of people, and he lived in neighborhoods that I've lived in Chicago. Very interesting guy, and we could have a whole show on about that, Rules for Radical. But the movie recommendation I have is Frank Capra's Pocketful of Miracles in 1961. And Frank Capra, I think I highly recommend all of our listeners just get every single Frank Capra movie that was made. And this guy was a genius. He's one of the greatest Americans that ever. And this is more of a lighthearted. This is 1961, I think, was his last movie that he had, starring Glenn Ford. It's like about a kind-hearted bootlegger gangster starring Glenn Ford in New York City, and Anne Margaret, this is Betty Davis, is into this. Is very good. But the Frank Capra movies are all excellent. They're fantastic. This is more lighthearted. Other ones in the Depression are a little bit more dark, but that's my movie recommendation, is Pocketful of Miracles, and that's my movie recommendation.
Let me ask you one thing, Jack. You're a good son of the Irish sod. Tomorrow, I believe, is officially St. Patrick's Day, although it was celebrated here in Memphis today. What have you got to say on that occasion for our audience?
I'm not very Irish, a little bit. My ex-gal I tried to marry was Irish, from Manchester, England. She's Irish. And
she got an Irish name.
Irish. Well, yeah, they're it's a pen name, it's a nom de plume, but my ex, Joan from Manchester, it's not the term fighting Irish, it's not the Notre Dame football team, it's Irish women, okay? And these women, they like to fight, they've got temper, they're like, whoa, man, so if you're going to date or marry some Irish gal, you better be willing to hang in there, and they're like, the Hurricanes are named after them, so they're that they've got, so... I got a love-hate relationship with the Irish. They used to run Chicago so great. Now they're not. It's in the outskirts. I like Gaelic football. They've got, that's good. But St. Patrick's Day, I'm trying to promote St. Andrew's Day and St. George's Day in Chicago. I feel that the day is, they just get drunk and act stupid, and I just don't think it's a great one. And they gave us Ted Kennedy. Okay, come on, that's like one of the worst ones that you could do. So I don't know. I'm like mixed on that, but I deal a lot with the Irish, and we're trying to work on that. But they're more on the outskirts of Chicago because they don't run Chicago anymore. And it was great when they did a good job, but they don't run Chicago anymore.
Do they still dye the Chicago River green?
They do. Yeah, they do.
All right, Jack, let me ask you this. We mentioned this earlier. I think for point of emphasis, it should be mentioned again, so we'll get your take on it. Chelsea Clinton decried, along with the rest of the ruling elite, Representative Ilhan Omar as an anti-Semite for questioning AIPAC's influence over government. And then, of course, to further browbeat whites, she went to a vigil at New York University either last night or the night before. But there she was accosted by Muslim students there at NYU who claimed that she was the one who inspired the attack in New Zealand because of her Islamophobia. So to me, it would appear as though the diversity coalition is shattering. All of these whites who have so furthered their careers by pitting non-whites against whites are now being called to the carpet by the ascending minorities. There will never be harmony in diverse societies that Chelsea Clinton could be blamed by these minority racists to be the one who inspired the shooting in New Zealand, just shows how tenuous that whole coalition is. It's going to turn out very, very bad for the Morris Deeses and the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons and all of these white liberals who have pitted...
Including the Republican one.
Yeah, that's right, who have pitted everyone else against their kinsmen. I don't think it's going to end the way they would like for it to end, with them on top and ruling over this underclass. It's going to go bad for them like it will every white person.
Well, I have to say that I was actually a student at New York University. I've got a Master of Business Administration from New York University, Stern MBA, the number one MBA program in America. That was great. Like, worst thing I ever frickin' did in my life. So, yeah, it's just a group of people that it's kind of turning on themselves. But in amongst the left, occasionally, you've got all these groups, Arab or Pakistani, and they just bash white people, they just bash white people, and then occasionally they bash Jewish people, they bash AIPAC, and then everyone, people go nuts, you know, and you're just like, and then you're supposed to say, oh, I'm excited that there's this Muslim woman that also hates Jews instead of us. No, I just feel like, no, we just need to stay out of that kind of stuff. We want to be fair, we want to be promotion of our people, but I just look to Central and Eastern Europe, and you see how they live. What's their policies? What's their immigration policies? What's their music? And how do they treat the Arab-Israeli conflict and stuff? And they do great. So the good news tonight is that the good guys won in Syria and Iraq. The secular Arabs, and there's still some Christian Arabs left in there, and the Russians, they won. Okay, all this neoconservatives, this propaganda that the Assad was gassing little children and stuff. They tried to do this war. It didn't happen. So we won. And so there's some squabble at New York University between all these people. Who cares about that stupid stuff? Like, get it. You start your
own. The American people won, Jack, but the American government lost regarding Syria. And that's the real problem. We've got a government that does not project our values to the world. And, I'm ashamed of
that. No, that's Sherlock. That's nothing new. Yeah, that's like saying, oh, are there Chinese people in China? You know, yeah, like, good. It seemed like it was last year. I was in Nashville, Tennessee. I did a one-man anti-neoconservative war campaign. I took out full-page advertisements in the Nashville, Tennessee, and the Chattanooga Times. I said exactly who was supporting these ones. I was right, you know, there, but, you know, things kind of go on. So, but things have gotten better, and so don't freak out and think it's, don't sell all your things, tear out of your hair. I used to have blonde hair. I don't have a lot of hair, so I don't tear out my hair. So things are getting better, and don't freak out on some negativity, and just do positive stuff for our people. Do listen to good music, the political sex, watch good movies. Don't worry about Hollywood or what Chelsea Clinton is saying. Yeah, she's going to do stupid stuff. You know,
hey.
So what? I mean, that's nothing new. Yeah.
Jack, I got to say something. You just triggered something. So Patrick Casey was on the show recently as well, but Paul Kersey was on the show. It was week before last, because last week was ladies' night. But Paul Kersey recommended the movie First Man to our audience. First Man was up for some Academy Awards. I hadn't heard about it, but it was a movie starring Ryan Gosling, who is, I guess, most famously known as being the male lead in The Notebook, which is a big romantic movie that was a big hit in the mid-2000s. Anyway, Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong in this movie. It is a fantastic movie that traces his biography through the Gemini projects, into the Apollo projects.
Right.
And I watched it this week with my family, and I was truly inspired to be reminded of what we can accomplish when we strive for excellence rather than equality. And, you know, I posted, in fact, that exact line to my Twitter feed this week. Somebody responded saying he watched the movie and actually cried thinking of where we could be today if we hadn't traded down to the lowest common denominator, if we continue to reach for the stars instead of trying to bring everybody else up to our level.
See, I'm old enough to remember when...
That's a movie everybody should watch, though.
Yeah, when the Apollo astronauts and going to the moon was the big news.
Well, Buzz Aldrin's still alive.
We had all of these black activists showing up with mules and overalls.
That is in the movie. Hey, that is in the movie, actually, Keith. Buzz Aldrin, by the way, is still alive. But yeah, it said, Whitey on the moon, why aren't you giving us, you know, the welfare
right,
benefits?
Money. Well, they apparently won the debate.
That's what we do now. So we traded excellence for equality, trying to bring everyone else up to our level
right.
through handouts and set-asides and quotas. That's in the movie. Yeah, go Jack.
There were lots of good reviews of that movie, and people got some patriots who were upset they didn't put the American flag on them. Or something like that. No way, man. That was great.
Well, I tell you what. If I'd have been an astronaut, I wouldn't have put it on there either. I'd have put my flag on there, the Confederate flag.
Confederate flag, that's it.
All right. Hey, Jack, we're out of time.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, Wernher von Braun put us on the moon. It wasn't any
he did a
secretaries.
Good job. We're doing great. Don't be negative. We're doing great. We're going to win, man. We're going to do it.
Talk to you next week, brother. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Support us. We'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Keith, thank you.
That's it. 6 days, 21 hours.